Hello and welcome to episode 178 of the Talk Nintendo podcast. And you know what? This might be episode 178, but there's only 38 more days until Animal Crossing. I'm one of your hosts, Casey Gibson, and joining me this fine evening, the jerk man himself, Mr. Perry Burkham.
Hey, you just reminded me, and I'm glad you did, of the good news that was, well, first of all, hello, Casey.
A howdy hoo hoo.
Howdy hoo hoo to you as well. They did announce, they saw that it was, it does have Animal Crossing amiibo support.
Boom shakalaka.
Yeah, I was so happy about that, because I've had my Animal Crossing amiibo.
Finally!
Wanting to use them for something. But the cool thing is that I had bought out like a Best Buy like a long time ago. They were selling them for 99 cents each. And so I bought like 20 of them for 99 cents a piece at Best Buy.
Sounds about right, Jimmy.
Yeah. So I have a bunch that we can give away. We can do giveaways for them. Woo! Or I could sell them or something.
That could be fun.
Yeah.
Write a review.
Yeah.
Get an amiibo.
Oh, I like it.
And speaking of actually reviews, Perry.
Right now, what are you going to say about reviews?
Well, I was going to read our newest review, but if you do your spiel first, and then we can bring that in afterwards.
Nope. Well, I'll do the spiel afterwards, because I'm interested to hear it, too.
All right. Well, finally, friend of the show, or so we had thought up until this point, Average Josh.
Mm.
Has written a review for us. A great podcast for fans of Nintendo and nonsense. Let me just tell you about Barry and Lacey. They're two best friends that anyone could have, but they're definitely a couple of giblet heads. They know Nintendo, but they also know barbecue, and they would tell you that North Carolina is the only place to get the real deal. It's pulled chopped pork or it's nothing. And might I add, long live Pepsi.
You know, out of context, that is the weirdest review ever written.
Yeah, so
what the heck are you talking about? Like, they're definitely a couple of giblet heads that they know Nintendo and they know that North Carolina is the only place to get the real deal.
They're idiots. Pork. Yeah.
Also, long live Pepsi.
Yeah, like,
that's funny. I just watched
Nintendo, but what? And I should also mention Zach, who was kind enough. Remember, he hooked us up with the, you know, the codes for Starblocks Inc., or at least got us in touch with all those peeps. He wrote a review, but he said he did it through his I guess on his iPad, like iPod or something, or I don't know, through one of the apps, and it wasn't showing up. I didn't see it there, but he did say he wrote us once. Or
he did it through iPod iOS podcast app.
Does it show up on that? Because when I googled it,
I
didn't see it on like the actual show one, but I did want to point out that
it's weird.
He said he did, so.
Well, it's weird because he sent me a screenshot of it on the store, on the iTunes store that it's there. I don't know. It's weird, but it's not showing up on the pod. It might just take a while. But anyway,
well, if you have the screenshot and you want to read it.
Oh, I do have the screenshot and I do want to read it. Would you like me to read it?
I would love.
All right.
To read.
So the title is Amaze Balls. And there's 5 stars, and it says, best podcast experience ever in the world, period. And after all those sentences, they were not periods. They were exclamation points.
But yeah, then why did you say period? You're putting words into Zach's mouth that were not there.
No,
you took his excitement away and replaced it with a period.
Best podcast experience ever in the world, period. So he said it.
All right. Well, there you go. Now, what were you going to say before we got into those wonderful reviews?
I was going to say we're going to hold a 2-week-long review competition for anyone who is putting. Oh, by the way, those people both got respected codes, so there you go.
Boom.
For games.
Shakalaka.
And we're going to do an amiibo giveaway. I'm going to give away an Animal Crossing amiibo, new in box.
Ooh wee!
All right, so that's a pretty good deal, right, Case?
Oh, yeah, I'd say so.
Now, we have to limit it to America. I'm sorry, but the shipping would just be way too much. It'd be like $20 to ship it if I go out. So I'm sorry, Canada. But good news for our Hawaiian fans. isn't it crazy that like Hawaiian shipping to Hawaii is like
cheaper than
really,
shipping to yeah,
Toronto? Like I can still ship an envelope. Like I could ship a check to you, Casey, over when you're in Hawaii and you're like, help me, I need some money because I'm stuck in Hawaii. I could send you a check there for 50 cents. Someone can deliver that to you on the volcanic islands of Hawaii for 50 cents.
Well, if I ever need money, I hope you would be kind enough to download PayPal or Venmo instead of saying, let me mail you a check, sir. But I'm dying.
No, this is amazing. No, trust me, it only costs 50 cents.
This is so
but
cool.
But it's free on PayPal.
That's so funny. You need to pay the transfer fee.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll do it for the next 2 weeks. Animal Crossing, so leave us a review. And please, when you leave us a review, send us an email to tnp@nintendoworldreport.com or a message on Twitter and say, hey, this is my review. Send a screenshot, and then we will put you in the drawing. Okay?
Boom.
All right. Sounds good.
How many are we giving away?
I know. Just one.
Just one. Sure you don't want to do two? One. You cover the cost of shipping for one. I cover the cost of shipping for the other.
We'll do another one closer to Animal Crossing launch. How about that?
Boom. Sounds good.
Or how about we do it every 2 weeks until Animal Crossing launches?
Ooh-wee.
Huh? There we go. We'll do
You're a dog.
I'm a bird dog.
Ruff.
Anyway. Anywho. We have quite the show scheduled today. It's so packed that I haven't even got a chance to look at our show notes. That's how packed
it is. It's so packed.
It won't even let me look.
It's a pretty normal episode, I'd say. Normal to light, if anything. I don't know, overly packed. We got some games to talk about. There is some news.
If this were a Nintendo
episode,
a Nintendo Switch, if this episode was a Nintendo Switch, it would be a Switch Lite.
I can get behind that. And there's some Switch Lite news, but that of course will be held in the news block.
Yes.
All right. So who do you want to go first, Perry? You want me to go first? How do we want to tackle this? What we've been playing?
Let's start off. Let's have you start it off because you got the Nintendo game.
All right. So what game do I have here, Perry?
You have Super Kirby Clash.
Mystery. No,
you are a big giblet head.
Don't.
I knew it. I knew it as I started snapping. I was like, oh, you piece of crap.
Now, here's the thing.
What do we have?
What
then?
Do you think we have?
Well, see, now when you're asking that question, I was assuming we were having a mystery history. But since you seem so full of yourself, and since I challenged you to do a mystery reversary, I'm wondering if that's what it is.
Oh, Perry, you got to think bigger. It's both of those things combined.
Oh, baby, it's another mystery. Oh, I titled it something. What did I call it? Mystery Roundup, maybe, or something like that? Mystery Round?
I don't remember.
It's a Mystery Round.
Something like that.
Let's call it Mystery Round.
Yeah, because I was like...
is that what we're having?
Because I was like, I'm going to do a Mystery History. And then I was like, oh, I haven't done the, reversary in a while. And I was like, you know what? Let's just do both. Let's do both.
Woohoo!
So,
beautiful. This is fun. All right.
Yeah, so for those who don't know, we're going to combine the two. So Perry's going to be asking me 15 questions, yes or no. And after 5 questions, instead of a hint... I'm going to play a segment from a song within the game, but it's going to be backwards. So hopefully the 5 questions combined with some backwards reversary action will hopefully yield you an answer. But here's the thing, Perry. I want to ask you, in case you get this game early, I want you, when you think you have it, I want you to like type it out in Skype. Because then that way, like, say it's before I've played all 3 song segments. Like, I want to be able to, like, okay, you got it. Let's play the last couple segments so that if anyone listening hasn't gotten it yet, they could sort of work their way through it.
Okay.
You know what I mean, Jelly Bean?
I know what you mean, Sniffle Poo.
What in tarnation did you just call me?
Sniffle Poo. I'll have to come up with a, yeah. I mean, it's just a combination. I love the old mystery round. It's good.
Boom.
Mystery, whatever. Okay, cool. All right. I love it. So I get to start this one out. So yeah, because we've been having quite the mystery histories and stuff with you with our, which you will want to check out our latest. We can plug our Patreon. Check out our patreon.com/NWR. And you get a, we just posted our 8th episode, and it had one of these on both of them. It was great. Super fun, actually.
Super duper fun.
So, first question for Mystery History Reversary. Is this on a handheld system?
No. I was just waiting. Right. Is this so-and-so game? Like, you son of a gun.
Yeah. Is this Super Kirby Clash or whatever?
Ding, 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 ding.
I should have known it wasn't Super Kirby Clash, you piece of crap.
Yeah. Yeah, what idiot.
That was a good one. Yeah. Okay, so is this on a disc?
Yes, it is.
All right. Is it, this is a tricky part, you know? It's like, do I just go for the gold? Might as well, because I could say, is it GameCube? And if it's not, that's the same thing as asking if it's on a mini disc or not. But if it's not, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you, is this a Wii U game?
Ooh, it is not.
See, I went for the gold there and I didn't get it. Are you taking you? Hey, by the way,
What can we announce, Perry?
Yeah, you got a new notepad.
Times right? 3, baby. Ooh,
times 3.
88 cents.
So we're good to go.
Bring it down.
But you can't. Yeah, you can't beat that. I just can't believe that you used up a World of Warcraft notepad. I think it's. I think you're probably the only person in the whole world that did. You know.
Hey, man. It's nice to have a nice little pad to write. Whatever you got to write down.
I know. It's very good.
So you've got 3 questions in the books.
Oh, really? That's it?
Yep.
Okay. Is this a GameCube game?
Why, yes, it is.
Oh, good.
You could have saved yourself sounds better than one saying, question.
How?
If you had said GameCube first.
Oh. Yep. I could have saved myself 3 questions. All right, so the last question before
hint song number 1.
Yep. All right. It'd be funny if you used the one. You can't use ones that we've used before, right?
No, but we really need to start. Maybe we should start that now, like writing down what games we have played.
Start what now?
All right, well, I'm not going to say what the game is, but, like, make a master list of mystery history games, you know?
Gotcha. We should, yeah. Someone should do that. Someone who's starting from the beginning, do it
yeah,
for us.
Yeah. Except they'll hear that plea on episode 178 and go, oh,
now,
crap.
You can, well, real quick, you can for Mystery Reversary. I've used the same game twice, because you can use different songs.
Loophole!
Just not on history.
Woo-hoo! Yeah. Got him!
Okay, so my last thing, is it a Nintendo, is Nintendo published game?
Yes. All right. Now, I linked these songs for you in the chat, I believe, 1, 2, 3, 4, or 1, 2, 3, I should say. You should be able to play, play it right through the browser
beautiful.
If you want.
All right. Okay, well, it sounded like Mario is in there, you know.
Maybe. Now, I did try, now, I guess it's always sort of like you're like, is this too hard? Is it not enough with the music? Is it too much, you know? I feel like I went a little bit more on the more difficult side because you were having the aid of all the questions as well, you know?
Right.
But yeah.
Yeah, that's good. All right. Is this a multiplayer game?
Yes, it can be.
It can be. That means it can be a single player game too. Mm. All right, so think of multiplayer games, Nintendo. Super Mario Strikers. There is golf is, but I think I've already used golf. Mario Parties, right? There's 4, 5, 6, 7. There is Mario Kart Double Dash, which is what I first thought it was. So now we got to narrow down what the so is it a party game?
No.
Okay. So basically, it's not a Mario Party game. That's the only thing. I mean, like,
unless
it's kind of
I'm
weird,
really
right? Because like
messing
Double
with
Dash.
You.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's weird, right? Because that's because like I think Smash could be considered a party game, or like Double Dash could, but like I don't know if it is.
I mean, technically, you could just be like any multiplayer game is a party game.
Yeah.
You know, well, I should say, especially like when it comes to Nintendo, generally, right? Like a lot of their games are like the fun and pick up and play, but. Yeah, I feel like that. I mean, that only for sure eliminates. Yeah, like Mario Party, I would say.
Man, my stupid internet's being so terrible today. I don't know why.
Typical Mac.
It's like I should like piggyback. I should piggyback. It has nothing to do with my Mac.
Yep.
I should piggyback off. It's my router. I got a new router a couple weeks ago. And
is it an Apple brand router?
No. is this a sports game?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And now you've narrowed it down to like, what are there, like four, three or four? And you've got seven questions left. It does not bode well for
is
me.
Is it Super Mario?
Well, remember,
let me think.
If you're going to guess.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. All right. I will. A good idea, because that's a good way to do it.
Yeah, just
I'm not gonna guess yet,
because I feel like when like that's the end, like you know. But I think with the reversary aspect, it'll be good to be able to play it all the way out.
Right. Do you think I've played this game?
I'm not. I don't think so. So I guess no.
Okay. All right.
Maybe I don't know.
So that means we've never really talked about playing it, you know. I mean, probably. Okay. So is this
Hey, remember,
I mean, we've kind of talked about I'm not going to guess the game.
Oh, well, you went is this? So I figured you were going to
Oh, I was going to say is this game.
Gotcha. Like, you got one more question until the next the next whatchamacall comes up.
Okay. Okay, is Mario in this game?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
All right. Song All right, number two.
Give me number two. You know, it's interesting. I think I know what the game is, but like I've never really heard the music to it. And this is weird, you know, going backwards.
Mm. Well, if you do have a guess, file it into the chat, please.
I will. I'm guessing now.
It is not Mario Strikers.
All right. Is this Mario Strikers?
No.
So you can, that's the official guess right there. All right. Okay. Interesting. So it's not what I thought it was. So
you got four more.
Let me think. I mean, it's a sports game. Mario's in it. I mean, it's not like NFL Street. You know, when he plays basketball and he's in it, but that is a sports game.
Is Mario in NBA Street?
No, but he's in NBA. Yeah. Yeah. But that's not a Nintendo published game, so
I used to. That is the I totally missed the like GameCube, PS2, Xbox era where it was like, we're gonna have third party games that just like use exclusive characters on each version, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Yeah. Man, I mean, I'm just thinking there's golf, there's soccer, there's the Super Sluggers baseball.
Well, you got, like I said, four more to narrow it down before you're a big fat loser, baby.
Yeah. Man. All right, I'm gonna guess in the chat.
Would you like to make it official?
Is it Mario Sluggers?
Sure isn't.
That's baseball.
Well, you've got three soccer. More questions. How many more sport games are there?
Oh! I think I know what it is. I'm guessing now. Are you serious?
Nope, that is not it.
Is it power tennis?
No. Two more. I feel like you're like you know exactly what the game is. Like, you're just making it for the suspense right now.
Well, the only reason I don't think it's one game is because I just did this game on Mario on a Mystery History before.
Which game is that? Oh no!
Is it this game?
Well, yes, it is.
It is.
Oh, wait. Here. Okay. Let's play the last bit.
So I just got that then, right?
Yep, on the 14th, okay. Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, so here's the thing.
Casey made a boo-boo.
I did. It's so funny, right? So I'm like, before, I was like, because I've been playing, you know, I've been working on Mario, Paper Mario. And working my way through there and stuff. So I was like, I got the GameCube out already. I'm like, this is perfect. Like, perfect opportunity to take advantage.
Are you playing it on a GameCube?
Oh, yeah. Nice. Playing True and Tried, baby. And I was like, perfect. I haven't played Toadstool Tour in a while. Like, this would be great to get in there. And then, like, right as I was doing the music, I was like, wait a second. Like, something moved around. I'm like, did we do this recently? Or did I do this? And then I started going... So I brought up the XML. Yes, that's the word I'm looking for, or the series of letters file. And I did Control F Mystery History, like found out what episodes we'd done histories on. And for some reason, I thought I did it. So I was just looking if there was an episode that was like Perry brings a mystery history, I was like, yeah, whatever, don't need to look at that one. And I was just looking at ones that I had done, and I didn't see it. So I was like, maybe I was just imagining things. I guess not.
No, yeah, we did this. Because I remember I had bought a couple games, two GameCube games, and this was one of them. And I did it.
Well, at least
this was a few months ago.
Well, at least I brought a little different flavor to it, right? We'll go with that.
Yes, you did. Yes, I like it. Yeah, and it's funnily enough, I'm about to do the exact same thing. I'm about to play this game for the first time. Amazingly enough, we didn't play this game while you were here.
Well, that was the big thing. Yeah, that was the big screw up. But, dude, this game. All right, so I actually have been playing it.
All right.
And I did.
Yeah, tell me about it.
As I said, I did have my factoid sheet up here. I guess if we went over it a couple months ago, it's not the end of the world. But yeah, so Mario Golf, super fun game, right? So I got in and I get to go in. I make my fresh save file, and there's only like one course available, so you get in there, and you know it's your pretty standard golf game in regards to how you play, right? You've got the power bar, like the slider, and you got a sort of time where you hit it, and then it comes back. And that's sort of, so it's like power and then sort of the accuracy of where you strike the ball. But at first I was going and it just would do the auto. So you wouldn't have to hit the backstroke. You would just hit the actual power. And I was like, what's going on here? And I was like trying to figure out how to change it. And then I realized like, oh, that's right. You actually hit B for the end of power instead of A, and then it'll come back manual. But I thought it's sort of interesting how it's like you have auto and manual literally at like your fingertips at all times. You know, you don't actually have to like go into a menu to switch it. But yeah, super fun. I went through three tournaments and just wiped the floor, dude. Wiped the floor with all those jimmies.
Does it have a single player mode or is it just tournaments?
I believe it's just like tournament. Like they have ring shot, like speed golf. They've got like a bunch of different things, but there isn't like a quote unquote like story mode, if you will. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, my last Mario Golf was, you know, World Tour, which is amazing. And it had tons of content in it, and I played it to death, and I loved it.
Dude, I think you would really like this game. It's got wonderful music, and the course design's pretty sweet. Like, I've been... So, like, the first one is, like, Lakitu Links or something, and it's pretty easy. Like, there was no wind at all. Like, there, like, no wind to deal with. But then once you get into the second and, like, later courses, then wind becomes a factor. The third one I just played was, like, I forget, something Sands. And, like, obviously, like, it's a desert course, and there's, like, sphinxes and, like, sort of, like, some Egyptian art, like, you know, things lying around to sort of decorate the course.
Right.
And one of the par threes is really cool. It's, like, you hit it pretty far, and then it just drops off a cliff, and then, like, the green is, like, 100 yards below you, you know? So it's cool to, like, hit a...
That's awesome.
Hit, like, a really high shot, and then just, like, watch it fall past the cliff down to the green. And... I want to point out, baby, hole in one. That's right. I had a hole in one, dude.
On that one?
Not on that one. But one of the other ones, I was like, nailed it right in. I was like, boom. Now,
nicely done.
I will say one thing that is annoying is when you putt, they show like the stupidest camera angles. So you don't actually like see the ball going towards the hole half the time. So it's like, you know what I mean? Like, you're too zoomed in where you don't see the hole, or it's like they show you stroke the ball, and, like, you do your follow-through, and then by the time it gets to the ball, it's already past the hole or in the hole, you know what I mean? Or short, like, it's pretty much come to its conclusion.
I know exactly. I think they have a pretty weird camera angle on World Tour as well, but I think it's better, though.
Yeah.
But yes, I understand what you're saying.
So,
yeah, that's funny.
So that was the most annoying thing, just because it'd be like, well, it's hard to judge.
Right? Because it's like you want to see them go in.
Yeah,
you know?
And like if I missed it, like I want to know, like, okay, for future reference, like when I have that type of putt, like, you know what I mean, get a better feel of how it works out. But
of course, yeah, it gives you more context. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's hilarious.
Yeah,
dude.
So that's the one big gripe I would say about it. But otherwise, it still plays really good. You know, you have 6 power shots. And if you hit, like, a perfect shot when you use the power, you get to keep it. But if you don't hit it perfect, then you lose it. You know, and obviously, you're going to want to use those for, you know, the big boy par fives and whatnot. But what is cool is you can actually, like, transfer between this and Advanced Tour using, like, the Game Boy Advance cable.
Oh, yeah.
I forget exactly what bounces back and forth, but let me see if I can find it real quick.
I love that kind of stuff, man. I honestly, I love that connectivity kind of stuff.
Oh, it was, yeah. I mean, back in the day, I was hook, line, and sinker all about it, you know? So.
Well, it's just, it's so special. It is so fun, the concept of taking, like, that has completely gone off the Switch, right? There's no, like, hooking up, like Animal Crossing, like, being able to download.
Oh, gosh, dude, yes.
The NES games and then, like, take them with you. It's like, I'm taking Animal Crossing. I mean, of course, now you can just take Animal Crossing with you. But there's just something really special about that, for sure.
Yeah. What's a shame, too, is because, like, now you would be able to have that connectivity so easily. Like, say they did still have, you know, like, whether it was a 3DS or a successor, where, like, you would be able to link those so easily now with, like, you know, obviously without links and this, that, and the other thing, you know?
I know. Well, and they had some really cool stuff on the Wii with the DS. Like, they actually, like, you could download demos from the Wii just, you know, like, just, like, through Bluetooth, like, connection. And like, and also, like, you know, WarioWare DIY had the coolest connectivity. You could build games on the DS and then play them on your Wii on the showcase. That is the coolest thing.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, dude, you totally got to get in there and give it a whirl, though. It's, like I said, I was playing it, and it was one of those, like, oh, like, I'll play a couple of rounds. Yeah. And then next thing you know, I was like, oh, we got to record. Like, I can squeeze this last round in, you know? And then next thing you know, it's like, right. Well, good thing Perry doesn't, he doesn't, you know, prepare till after we start. So I didn't really worry about it.
Yeah, yeah, it's funny when you think about all the different, there's sluggers. So there's baseball, soccer, tennis, golf. You know, was there another one?
I'm trying.
Baseball,
to
soccer.
Baseball, soccer.
Tennis, golf. In fact, there's another one I was going to.
Tennis, golf.
Anyway. That might be it. But there's four, you know, there's four just sports games.
Dude, I mean, there's so much fun. Oh.
I know, they're great.
Dude, yeah. It just makes me want, I want it so bad, dude. Just give me Mario Golf. Please give me a new one.
Casey wants to be a caddy.
I do.
One more time.
Yeah. It'll be like the old days.
Spending all of his money on DS games.
The best days. But yes, mm-hmm. good stuff.
Absolutely.
Now, I believe you've been dabbling a little something as well.
I have been dabbling in a little something, and that is a game that comes out soon that's called Depiction. Now, when I say Depiction, what kind of game do you think it is?
Depiction. I mean, it seems like whether it's maybe some sort of mystery game or if it was like a multiplayer game where it'd be sort of like where one player knows, like, you know, where those like Wario Land games we were playing where it's like someone knows something and they got to like sort of like get away with something while the other people try and figure it out. But it's probably nothing like either of those.
Game and Wario.
Yeah, yeah.
And no, it's not. That's a good guess, though. That's a good guess. This is a Picross game. but it has a kind of a unique hook to it. It's Picross, and you're familiar with Picross, right? I mean, you've played it.
Yeah, yeah, yep.
Yeah. But there are, like, on the numbers that you have that you figure out the puzzles, like, that you chisel away, there's actually dark and light letters or numbers, sorry. There's different, it's kind of like in three dimensions in a way. I mean, not in three dimensions. It's an extra layer to the game that's actually pretty cool. Like, with solving stuff, like it changes the way you solve Picross puzzles, but it's still the same kind of strategy too. It's really weird, but it's really neat. So you'll have this image and the game starts you off. It's super plain. I mean, you just start off, boom. Like, the first puzzle is like 4x4, and you do, like, first you do like the yellow, and then you do the blue, and then you do the red, and they're all light and dark versions. And then at the end, it takes all of the, so you solve three puzzles of the same thing basically, but they're different, but like the same image, and then they layer them to make the final puzzle, which is like all different colors, and they're actually used with the colors that you make. Like, you know, like if you combine like yellow and blue, it makes green.
Mm, gotcha.
It's that kind of a thing. And it's really smart. It's like, whoa, that's really cool. And they do these really abstract pictures at first because they're at 4x4. But then they, you know, like I got up to 8x8 and it goes all the way up to like 24x24. So it gets crazy. Yeah, I'm such a sucker for Picross. And I've been like with Brain Age or Brain Training, I've been playing that every day, and it's been so much fun just to kind of to start and to you know, just get what I want to get done, and then, and you know, be done for the day. Like, It's just good for short play sessions. Yeah, like so, you said, and I've always played. I love Picross.
It's nice because it's one of those. Yeah, you can get in there. You can play. You can feel accomplished after, you know, not having to put like super long periods of time into it, which is always cool. You know,
exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And yeah. And this game is pretty. I mean, it has this, you know, very colorful. The font kind of reminds me, funnily enough, weirdly enough, of like. That Metroidvania game that you like, Guacamelee.
Oh yes, yep.
Kind of like Guacamelee, so it kind of has that kind of flavor to it. In a weird, I don't know if they were going for that, but it kind of has that. It's not bad, but it's like what I love about Picross is that it's so clean, you know. And it's like the series like on mm-hmm. 3DS and on Switch is just like it's so clean, so nice, and kind of I don't know, just kind of like it's just clean, so it feels good every day and refreshing. So this is a little darker and just a little bit more, just lots and lots of colors, and it's just, you know, whatever. But yeah, I actually came to really, really enjoying the puzzle nature. That it was. It's like I immediately understood it, you know, as a Picross player. Mm-hmm. But then it had this little wrinkle that, you know, is actually really neat. And you know, they have those wrinkles in Picross games, like you do two rows at a time. I think they call it like Mega Picross or something like that. And they do a bunch of different stuff, but I haven't played this one, and it's just really neat. And there's like, I think around 100 levels. So I think you can get in, you know, you can kind of blast through the first ones, but each level is like three levels because you're doing like three different versions of it. But they're pretty snappy and stuff, so you know there's some quality of life stuff that obviously you get Jupiter, that has made the Mario Picross games, well, that made Mario's Picross like in '95, right?
Yeah,
and they've been making them ever since.
Yeah, forever.
So it's just like, so they've really chiseled it down to, you know, a really nice product, and depiction gets a lot of that. I mean, done honestly, most of it is really good. The way that, you know, the way that numbers, they go dark when you solve them, and so you can, it'll help you finish the puzzle. And but there's just kind of stuff like, just like little tiny stuff. I mean, like, just for instance, if you're holding A and you're marking stuff and you want to go down, it'll only let you go like one direction. So you can't like mark it. You have to like lift up A and then like go down. So it just kind of ends up feeling clunky. Mm, I know that's like the
simple
tiniest
little thing
of little
that
things,
been
but
like,
I just,
a little,
you know,
oversight. Essentially.
That's the kind of stuff that because
if they just fixed
enough,
that right, it would be a much smoother thing.
Exactly. It's one of those things. Yeah. It's one of those things where, at a glance, it's really not a big deal, but then it contributes to the overall quality of what the game feels like. You know,
mm-hmm.
And it just goes to show, like, you know, I just really like the white, like just clean you know, like the music, and the music's actually pretty good, on this one. It actually did have some, it's, you know, it's kind of it's like techno-y electronica dance type music, but a little more chill. And then it, you know, kind of mesmerizing music, which I really like. So, I mean, when I'm playing the game. So I did enjoy that. I enjoyed the game completely overall. I don't know. So they sent us a code. I don't know what the price is, unfortunately. But, you know, Picross games are like,
they're never, I was
going to
say,
you know?
They're never too expensive, right?
No, and they have so much content. You know, I'm sure there's 15 hours at least. I'm at a minimum 15 hours of content there, and it's just a good pick up and play puzzle game, and it's Picross. So if you love Picross, giddy up, you know.
Boom.
So, although I think Picross has been trademarked by Nintendo. So did you know what the actual name of the puzzle is?
Like
that's. Picross is like the brand name. Do you know what the puzzles are called?
I have no idea.
Nonograms.
Okay.
Nonograms.
Yeah, yep. Picross sounds better for a game. What are you playing? Nonograms?
But it's funny, yeah, exactly. More like nonograms.
Bonograms.
The other thing I've been playing is just like I said, brain training, which is very similar. Like I've been playing like I do one Sudoku or two every day, in the morning, at night. It's just really fun. What's not fun though, is when you get done with the level and you see Danny Bivens has done better than you. It's a real wake up call.
You know what?
I bet his wife is playing
for him. Well, I was going to say, that's right then and there is when you just go into your Switch's, you know, system data and just delete it, and you never play brain training again because you're losing to the Bivs.
because that's the lowest of
it don't
lows.
Get much worse than that. The Astros, they're caught cheating and everything. Still not as bad as losing to the Bivs.
Oh.
Boom. Good old Bivs.
I love you, Danny. Good old Bivs. Anyway, so yeah, I've just played. It's funny because I'm in a root or a rut.
You're in a root.
Because I bought the game physically, and you know how I love to buy games physically, and now I don't want to take it out of my Switch because I want to keep playing it every day.
Well, I guess there's
so that's kind of weird.
There's only one logical thing you can do.
Download. Yeah, and I was thinking about that.
And then you can let Jill play the other one.
I was just thinking about when it. Well, this is what's weird, right? When Brain Age comes out for the Switch, I mean, if it's coming out, I mean, remember, this is the European one. It hasn't even been announced for the North America. It's going to be called Brain Age. Is that going to be like the same game? Is the save file going to be the same? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I wonder.
It's weird, right? It has a different name. So, like, I'm assuming it, you know, it has different, you know, it's not going to say brain training on the inside. It's going to say brain age. Just weird to me. I was thinking about that. That's kind of the weird stuff when stuff is like the way the account system works, and because of all the region free stuff. It's weird how that's going to work. So I'm trying to think of how, I guess I could probably look at other games and how they've been released, but I can't think of another game that is called the same thing or different things. Anyway, whatever. Anywho, that'll do it for what we've been playing, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, like I said, I mean, for me, I've just been chipping away at Paper Mario some more, so.
Me too.
Where are you?
Yeah, Paper Mario. I am still like
the prologue.
I'm in the part where in the puny, is that what they're called? The puny.
Oh, okay, yeah, in the magical tree, the forest.
Magical tree, yep, that's right. So I just got the woman's necklace and went over there and went in there, and then I faced some of them, and then I unlocked the elder from the. From the jail.
That's always good.
Yeah. Yeah. So, where are you? I guess don't tell me because you're in
front of me. I mean, I'm at the end of chapter 3.
Gotcha.
So, wrap that up. Probably within the next day and keep on trucking.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to have our big crossover with the Thirsty Mage. So, everyone, would be a great time to jump in right now. And I'm very happy to say that this will be announced on the next Nintendo Direct, that the Thousand Year Door HD is coming out. So you're very welcome.
It would make sense.
The funny thing is, it absolutely would make sense, especially all things considered. It's funny, right? Because, you know, the Color Splash was pretty good, but I don't think it's good enough to bring, like, to like remaster and retool everything to bring to the Switch.
No, well, that would probably be a simple.
I think the Thousand Year Door would be just great. It would be just fine to HDify it and release it, and it'd be like a less of a project. I think.
I just hope we get a brand new one. That's what I want.
Oh, that would be the best. Yes, an RPG
and like an amazing, like, take us to a far off, weird, crazy kingdom, like the Pillow Kingdom. You know, like I want something crazy and off the rails like that.
Honestly, how awesome would it be if they did Mario and Luigi invading Paper Mario, and Paper Mario was in its heyday as a that would be amazing.
It's going to be interesting.
That'd be awesome. Anyway, I'm telling you, Paper Luigi.
I'm ready.
Yeah. Ready. All right. Well, since you're ready, let's take a quick musical break. And Cassie's editing, so we know it's going to be a good one.
We'll see you in 2 hours, ladies and gentlemen.
And see you in 2 hours for the eShop Roundup.
Oh, well, I guess we can stop and see. Big Jim Bag, we're back.
It's good to talk like that because it's the eShop Roundup.
The new eShop Roundup. Eehaw!
Ooh, woo, 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 woo.
What do we got going on here?
We got some video games on the eShop.
You know, and this week looks, if I may say so, way better than last week.
Yeah, so, it's funny how it comes in spurts, you know what I mean? And of course, we're just window shopping, you know, so it's, you know, looks can be deceiving, but.
They can be, yep. But anywho, what's your, do you have one or two?
I've got one this week.
All right, I have two.
All right, so you go first. Now,
it's funny because I just looked at your note and I was like, okay, I'm going to remember that. And then now I've completely forgot what your game was. So let me just check because I checked it on my phone. Okay.
Typical good. Jerry.
So my first one is Kunai.
Ooh-wee.
For $16.99. My interest in this was stoked when I saw Neil's review of this, which this is a really cool pixel, really cool, pretty pixel game, Metroidvania, and it has a really fun grapple Spider-Man-like mechanic. And the only thing I don't like about it is that the character is a tablet.
Mm.
Like, it's like a ninja guy, but his face is like just like an iPad. And it's just kind of...
A little weird.
I don't know. That's the only thing. It's just kind of weird, yeah.
It ain't like doing it for
like
Jerry.
You and, no, it'd be cool. Anyway, but the game looks really cool. Really cool tile sets. Really cool colors. You know, very simplistic, but just really nice. Like high quality, you know. Like, it kind of reminds me of, like, a really... nice Game Boy Advance game, which is like to me like the utmost quality. It's so good. So
nice bread and butter.
Anyway, looks great, and it's $16.99. So it's not cheapy. It's not cheapsy weepsy. But I do have good news. It is in Russian. So
ooh.
If you speak Russian,
there you go. Getting everyone to jump in and play.
That's right. Now you got a game that also looks really cool.
Yes, and that is 0000, stylized in letters for the name, but then the logo is just four zeros, circle looking zeros.
Right.
But yeah, interesting little game. It is $4.99 on sale currently and until the 23rd of this month. So, you know, you got a couple weeks for $3.99. And this is a platformer where you are in control of like this little tiny guy. Maybe just a couple pixels smacked together, and the game is all black and white, right? So you've got, like, the black background, and then the obstacles you're jumping on are white, so it's just the two-tone.
Yeah, the guy's 7 pixels high.
Yeah, so and it looks like he moves around pretty quick, but you're going through 100 different levels. It looks, you know, some of them looks like it's relying on, you know, more precise platforming. I saw one where it's, like, cannons are coming at you, so you're also, like, dodging... you know, projectiles and all that kind of stuff too. So yeah, it looked like a cute little game, and for $3.99, you know what I mean? That's a nice price point for what looks like a pretty cool game.
Yeah, it looks like well designed. It looks like it runs well, and it's just like that. It's kind of that N++, you know, type gameplay. It's just a, you know, screen by screen platforming, you know, with like a very hard, and you keep redoing it and stuff like that. So yeah, looks good.
Boom shakalaka. Now, what's your second game, you big, big perk bag?
My second game.
I feel like, you know how you were always like, pervert is such like an insult that gets everyone, like, regardless if it's true or not, you're like, ooh, a pervert, you know?
Exactly.
I feel like throwing bag at the end of an insult has a similar effect. Maybe not quite as much, you know, but like, you're just a perv bag.
Thank you.
You sound gross.
Appreciate it. And you're a thief.
Boo.
From Thief Town.
That's right. Thief Town, USA.
By the way, do you see the cover to this with that guy on there with that knife?
I'm looking at it now. Yeah, with the yellow knife.
Look at that guy.
His eyes and the knife.
He does look a lot like you.
Yeah. Missing teeth and a little overbite.
So I think that this is, I mean, from what I saw an email for this, and it seemed like it was the same idea as the game in Wario game, funnily enough, that we played, the one where you steal fruit and you're walking around and you're blending in as part of the crowd. So it says, Thief Town is a local multiplayer stealth action game set in a pixel-perfect rendition of the Wild West. Play with your friends, achieve backstabbing victory.
Boo.
So players must identify which NPCs are secretly other players and stab them for points. So the only thing I don't understand is how you do this without the second screen. You know?
Yeah.
Because that's the whole thing, how they work. So it works somehow, but I see like there's color-coded and stuff. But
yeah, maybe.
It'd be interesting to play. So it does look interesting to me. And I believe our good friend Jordan, reviewed it.
What's the price tag on this? Did you say that?
$7.99.
Okay. So right in that sort of not a terrible, you know, not crazy high, but not super duper cheap either.
To me, that's in like a, if friends are coming and you need a game to play and you want to try something new. And Jordan gave it a good score. So check out our review at NintendoWorldReport.com. Again, this is Thief Town on Switch. So, and that'll do it for the eShop Roundup, the new eShop Roundup, plus Micro.
Plus Micro.
Yeah, when they're small, we should call them Micro.
Micro.
Or Light.
Boom. All right.
Yeah.
Well, what comes after the eShop Roundup? I forget, Perry.
Normally, it's the news block.
News Talk with Casey Gibson.
Well, I didn't see it on the calendar, so, you know, I didn't know. But no, that's right. We've got news.
Calendar.
And not a ton of news, but we got some news. Now, this first bit of news, I could almost see this doubling as the dumb story of the day. Because
let's do it.
It's, yeah, all right.
It's a dumb story, a really dumb story, the dumb story of the day.
Yep, a really dumb story.
All right, so Nintendo Switch lounges are coming to the U.S. airports this month. Four airports are going to have special pop-up Nintendo Switch lounges, which are going to let people, or travelers, I guess I should say, you know, play some Switch games. You know, I believe they said, you know, like Mario, Zelda, you know, the big boy games are going to be there for everyone to try and play. And you would think, okay, we got these Switch lounges, these people are traveling. Maybe you get the impulse buy, like, you know what, this is so much fun. I've got
That'd
a
be awesome,
six
right? That
hour
makes so much sense, doesn't
flight.
It?
To catch across country, you know what I want to do? I want to play Zelda, and I'm going to do it. Perfect. I've got this Nintendo Switch Lounge right here. They're selling Switches. What could possibly go wrong, Perry?
What could possibly go wrong?
Well, you know what? If you decide to purchase a console and some games, you'll have to wait to play it because Nintendo will then ship the products to the customers' houses.
This is like in Jingle All the Way when he wins the radio contest. He goes there and he demands to get his doll. And the guy says, no, we don't have any dolls here. What we have is a coupon for you to get it later in a few weeks.
Except the only caveat that I'd say, it's like in that situation, you won it. Nothing was guaranteed. This is your whipping out your credit card or cash or whatever it is. And you're paying and buying this thing right now, and then they won't give it to you. But then, you know, right. Like, how stupid is that, dude? But for those who do order a Switch or Switch Lite, will also get a free carrying case. Stupid. So there's that. And then people who just visit will receive a free Nintendo-themed luggage handle wrap and a $10 Target coupon for any Nintendo purchase of $75 or more. So pretty cool for just stopping by. It seems so, like, and I could almost understand if you're going to be like, these pop-ups are going to show up at 100 airports, you know what I mean? But okay, that makes sense. Like, you can't expect to, you know what I mean? Let's put 10 switches with each pop-up, like, you know what I mean? But there's four of them, you know what I mean? You can't.
It really makes a lot of sense.
You can't,
it makes you think. Ugh. Nintendo should have an airport store, you know? That'd be a great store, wouldn't it? Who wouldn't want to go and, like, if you have Nintendo merchandise there, and you can buy a game to play on the airplane ride, it's perfect. Like, especially if you're at a layover. Oh my goodness, a perfect layover shop where you could go and, yeah.
And you get like the impulse.
Sorry, what did you just say?
I was gonna say you get like the impulse buys. People who are like,
yeah.
Unfortunately,
I think we were just talking over each other.
Yeah, I'll look at it.
Sorry.
Typical Perry internet. But it's one of those things where it's like, that's like the impulse buy. People, like, why do people drink a ton when they're traveling all day at the bars? Because there's nothing to do and it's there. You know what I mean? And people need time to kill. So, like, why not give them the option if they're, like, interested? This is so much fun. Let me buy one and take it with me right now, you know? Like, I could see being like, yeah, I want to do it. And then them being, well, we're going to mail it to you. And then them being like, well, like, never mind then. You know what I mean? Like, sure,
exactly.
I might want to play it when I get
it,
but I want to play now is, like, the whole purpose, you know?
Right. Maybe we should go and set up shop next to them and sell the people, like as they're going to be like, no, actually, customer, we're going to send you this later. And then the guy's like, well, I guess I can get it later. We're going to go, no. Over here.
Yeah, we got you.
We got it.
We got your switches and switches accessories.
Yep. And then you open up your trench coat.
And there's just,
and you have like all the Switch lights and Joy-Cons.
Just hanging, yeah. And then there's like a little 3DS that no one wants either. I'll be like, come on, it's so good.
That's mine.
But
that's my 3DS.
Yeah, so silly.
I'm street passing.
So silly, dude.
That is very, very dumb. Very dumb. I agree. But there's probably a reason, and there could even be like, it could even be something where you can't sell, like, you know, with airports, like merchandise. Maybe, you know, you got to get a license, or I don't know.
I've seen like Best Buy kiosks that have like electronics and like headphones and stuff in there. Like, I couldn't imagine.
Yeah, those are cool.
I couldn't imagine like that it would bar any like video.
Well, they have like agreements and stuff.
Well, then they should just sell with Best Buy though. I don't know. True. Maybe they do. I don't know. But it just seems so silly, you know, like, dumb story of the day.
It's very dumb. Absolutely dumb story of the day. Now, this next story is really fun.
And
I'm very happy about it.
Yeah, I was going to say, they just racked up another sale.
And I don't even, yeah, they did. Exactly. Absolutely. I couldn't believe this is actually happening, because they had everything ready to go. But that is that the Outer Worlds, that game that's coming to the Switch, that's been out on other platforms, that's been reviewed pretty well, is delayed, possibly due to the coronavirus.
Well, not possibly. This is coming from the peeps, you know? I guess.
Oh, is it? Okay.
I guess the area in which the team is located that's working on the port, I guess, you know, coronavirus is a very serious thing there. So I'm assuming if like, people are calling out and being like extra safe, you know, with travel, you know, where I guess things were being held up on the delay, which sort of stinks. But, you know, obviously, yeah. People's health is more important than a video game coming out,
of course,
you know, a couple months earlier,
well,
or whatever.
But see, there's a silver lining, my friend.
Yes, and this is what I believe probably has Perry's interest peaked.
Yeah, well, they first announced it, and that they were going to do the Outer Worlds, and that the physical one was going to have a download card in it. Like, not even, like, a game, but, like, with, like, you know, like, not even a game card, but with a download also, Which is stupid anyway.
Well, we'll get, but what other game have a did game that? Card. What other game did that? Where it was just a was it Overwatch? Overwatch sold a physical copy.
Oh, Overwatch, yeah, Fortnite, yeah, Fortnite does that, and yeah, it's just dumb. It's stupid, and so this is going to become physical now with it on a cartridge. So that is, honestly, my whole interest was like, okay, I guess I'll pick this game up on the eShop when it's cheap, you know? Now it's to like, okay, I'm definitely going to be getting this game. Like, I'm definitely going to get, I don't know if I'm going to get day one, but I'm definitely getting the game because it's just, I mean, it's just one of those things that I like physical games, you know?
I'm a sucker.
Do you like physical games?
Of course, dude. I'm just busting your chops. Because you are, you know what, though? It's like,
well,
you
always make the joke with me, but I also like physical games.
I totally love a good old physical game. However, I've definitely become more open to the idea of digital games, mostly because, like, Animal Crossing is my big bugaboo. Like, I'm pretty sure right now I have it pre-ordered on Best Buy, Gamers Club going away, you know? So it's like, right now I've got a good price on it. But it's like that, it's just a game I know I'm going to want to have in the system and playing it all the time. And like,
maybe
that,
I will have you reroute that to my house.
Well,
and I'll pay you for that.
Well, it's funny. We could either maybe do that, or I was going to say Sandy's going to need it too. So I don't know if she.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, go that way. But
or I'm telling you, dude, I'm telling you, you got to get Kate. Because she.
Well, see, but
the thing is that it actually will work pretty good for because you can play mold at the same time.
Well, that's
so cool, right?
Yeah, I'm excited for that. Plus, I like the idea of us sharing a town because it's great, right? Like having your own town, you can do whatever you want. But it's also like,
yeah,
I'm assuming it's going to have mechanics similar to, you know, whatchamacallit, New Leaf. It'd be nice to be like, oh, well, I have another person who's like able to put legitimate bells, you know what I mean, into projects instead of like, oh, my town.
You're a gold digger.
Yeah. Why do you think I've been dating her for so long?
Getting the money, then I'm leaving.
No, but I think that would be fun. And like, instead of, oh, like, I got to come to your town, it's like, we'll just have a shared town. And I think that's going to be really cool. Because that the last time I did that was with Sandy back on the GameCube when we, you know, we shared a town.
Oh,
and
totally.
I think.
See,
it's a cool dynamic.
I've never got to experience that, really. I think that we did it on... No. Take that back. We did it on City Folk, on the Wii. Jill and I did. And that's when Jill fell in love with the game. So, yeah, we for sure did that. And it is a really fun mechanic. And it's even easier now, because now you can get on and play together.
Yeah, no, it's going to be fantastic.
Which sounds like a blast.
Yeah, I totally... We're going to be playing that. Tons of couch co-op. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, dude,
really,
we're
going to
be playing too. Think about Jill and I visiting your guys' town.
Everyone, and
oh,
especially
my sweet goodness.
You guys, so even just like in like my very close vicinity, not counting like other NWR people, other people like through Twitter, through the site and the podcast playing with. It's like going to have Sandy, you, Jill, and me and / Caitlin. So that's four different towns right there. That
I know.
I'm thinking
it's
like
crazy,
fruit,
right?
And stuff. You know, we're gonna get like a coalition to get our all the fruit. It's gonna be great.
It's gonna be amazing.
Yeah.
I'm so stoked.
Oh, it's
anyway,
gonna be so good, dude.
Talking about Outer Worlds being on a cartridge, and I'm probably gonna get mine digital and get Jill's, and Jill's is gonna be a cartridge so that I have it physically, just because it makes the most sense that way.
Yeah, I think I've.
Because she's not gonna play anything else, really.
Yeah,
dude,
that's totally.
Have
what
I told
I'm
you?
Thinking.
She's been right back into Tamagotchi life.
Yeah, you were saying.
Yeah.
Yep, Caitlin loves
that
game
as well.
Now
that I say that, I remember that. Yeah, she really loves it.
It's such a weird, strange. Well, that's what's funny is like I had like
the things that come from that game are the things that people say.
Oh,
are amazing.
I had NWR like, Johnny Metz. So like it's funny because Caitlin knows Johnny Metz as
it's
a
so
character
bizarre.
In Tamagotchi life.
Exactly.
So, like,
exactly.
When Johnny's come on the show, I'm like, yeah, we're recording with NWR Johnny. And, like, Guillaume
and
stuff,
that
you know?
Weirdo that's obsessed with Metroidvanias?
Yeah, and grappling hooks. But speaking about Animal Crossing, or unless you had one more note before we move on.
Well, I was just going to say that the things that Jill tells me, like if I walk into the living room and she's playing, she'll say like something like, like, my brother Taylor is dating Aaron from The Office, and they just had a baby. It's just like, okay, you know.
Yeah, I think my
I looked
friends...
around for Mies. There was no Kelsey Grammer. I couldn't believe it.
No,
but
good.
She just uploaded a ton of different funny people in there. So,
yeah. Yeah, that's anyway. It's always fun, the situations that go on with her. Because I remember, yeah, Caitlin being like, yeah, Tom's trying to marry your mom. And it's just, it ain't right. It's like my buddy Tom, you know. Yeah, yeah, good old Tamagotchi life. But
I know, it's a great game. And it's just the whole me structure, all the me's that's gone now. You know,
yeah,
I hope that me's aren't done, man. And you know what? I thought that Amiibo was done, you know, with Animal Crossing. And I also thought that the save thing was kind of completely in the trash with the no save files. But we have good news, a little bit of good news on that front.
Yes, we do. It came out because obviously I believe that news of like no backups was from a German box art. I don't know if it had been leaked or just, you know, was put out there and people sort of translated and, yeah, it was no backups or whatever. But it came out, Animal Crossing will have its own save backup for Nintendo Switch Online users, which is different than, I guess, the normal Nintendo Switch Online, like, cloud saves. So it's going to be, like, a different deal for Animal Crossing, presuming that it's, I guess, a big file of some sort. But they just said more information to come. So didn't really give us a whole lot. Aside from the fact, like, hey, you're not going to be, like, completely screwed, you know what I mean, if you do lose your data. Hopefully there are no, like, hula hoops to jump through or something stupid, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think at the heart of this news is that awesome that, you know, I don't need to be scared about losing everything, you know? And honestly, it's funny because it's probably not going to happen, but, you know, you never know if your Switch is going to break. I mean, you might drop it, your nephew or your son or dad might drop it, you know, or anything like that. And so just the concept of losing, you know, 200 hours is scary. I mean, it's just nice to know that that there is a save online backup. That's awesome. Now, how are they going to do that if you can't switch between consoles? Obviously, you're going to be able to download onto a new console. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I wonder.
Because if you lose your Switch.
I wonder if maybe it's got like a weird limited times you can re-download it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Because like you said, because people would just, I lost my file. Let me just download it on this, you know, and like be able to, it might be annoying, but be able to bounce around. But yeah, I don't know. It's
the funny thing is just like,
it's gonna be weird.
What are people like? What could they do? I mean, like, they already can time hop. Like the original game, you know, had like you could put in just any code you want to get any item you want from Tom.
It's not a competitive game, right? So why
it's not a competitive game?
So why does it matter if somebody wants to cheat their own town? You
Wouldn't
know,
be
it's,
funny.
I don't know.
Oh my goodness, Casey. Are you ready for my disgusting hypothesis?
I'm all ears, you perv ball.
Okay, and of course, right when I say that, my stupid internet goes down. So now I'm going to sit here and wait. Okay, it's back. Anyway, sorry for anyone who's listening.
Don't worry,
like,
I'm going to be editing.
I know. I was explaining. Well, I'm just going to tell everyone that, yeah, I'm sorry that you might hear some random points where we're both talking or something, and it's just because my internet keeps going out every 5 minutes for like 10 seconds. It's annoying.
Yeah, it's
anyway,
typical Mac
my
stuff.
My disgusting hypothesis, totally, is they're going to introduce microtransactions.
Well, did you see the news about that?
No.
Well, apparently, I read this in passing somewhere that it was like, it said like, includes in-game like transactions, essentially.
Are you serious?
Yeah, now, here's the thing. That would, like, I'm pretty sure with, like, the DLC characters for, like, Smash, like, that's considered, like, in-game purchase, you know? Like, an expansion passes. So it might just be something where it's like, hey, it comes out March. In November is going to be a DLC pack that includes 5 new sets of furniture you can get, you know? And maybe not, like, yikes, get them all, but, like, something where it's, like, unlocked into the game, you know? But, I hopefully it's not where they're, like, nickeling and diming us kind of thing.
That's true. I mean, it could be less. I mean, it could just be a DLC. I mean, it literally could be just DLC, like a new game, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like a new island game or something.
Yeah.
It's so funny. We know nothing about this stupid game. We know nothing about it.
Zilch,
I
mean, dude.
I don't know about any of the features at all. There's no shops. There's no, you know, island. There's no, I mean, it's like I haven't seen anything about it. I haven't even seen a coffee shop, you know? Or like Nook's shop. Have you?
I don't think they've really.
Have we even seen, like, it's crazy.
There might have been where that workbench was. That might have been in, like, a Nook kind of store.
But it's like they, I mean, this game has got to expand into an insane thing. Like, with, there's got to be places to go and stuff.
Oh,
you know?
Dude, this game, just think of, like, people are still play New Leaf. This game's going to be massive. And it's going to be good because I hope they do have DLC in the sense that, like, yeah, in, like, give us big,
support,
meaty, like, content, like, packages. Not, like I said, I don't want, like, oh, hey, you could buy a new shirt for $1. No, it's like, no. Like, if I'm going to be spending money,
no, yeah.
you know what I mean? Like, I want it to be,
hey, you can buy a new shirt for $1.
It's like, yeah, get that shirt out of here. But if they're like, hey, Casey, $10, and, yeah, there's going to be this big drop. It's going to have, yeah, 10 new sets, 5 new animal, like, you know, animals that could move in, you know, something along those lines, then you won't feel so bad, you know? But if it's, like, stupid.
Yeah. I mean, there are so many things you could do with the game. Like, I mean, it could be a whole new island that opens up, you know?
Mm.
Like, that you can go visit a new island. Like, you know? So, oh, it just cut out again.
Yeah.
I was saying,
no,
like,
I heard
you. It could be, like, a new island. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome, dude.
I know it's going to be awesome. I mean, I don't have any doubt. I am. It's funny how close we are and how different it was to Animal Crossing New Leaf's release, because I remember actually looking at Japanese videos at what you can do in New Leaf, because it was out for like 6 months before it came out in North America.
Isn't that crazy?
So it's just so different now.
Like, think back to, like,
yeah,
way back in the day when it was, you'd have to wait months. I mean, I guess it still happens, like, with, like, a Dragon Quest, you know? But, like, even, like, Pokemon back in the day,
stuff,
right? You used to get...
Oh, not even that long ago.
Yeah.
I mean, X was, like, the 3DS one. X was, like, the first one where it's, like, hey, like, we're going to release it at the same
time.
Yeah,
worldwide.
You know?
Yeah, worldwide release.
Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah.
Good old Nintendo.
Nuts. Yep.
All right.
Anywho,
well, sort of sticking one more little bit on Animal Crossing, it can now be preloaded. So that's fun. I don't know how many gigs
that is fun.
Did it say? Hold on. Animal Crossing.
I think it's like 10 gigs.
It should. I was going to say, I feel like if it's for pre-download already, then you should definitely know. Mm-hmm. We should definitely have a number. Yeah, here, let's see.
You keep looking
here,
that up.
You'll need 6.2 gigabytes of free space if you plan on going the download route. So that's not that big at all, actually.
No. Not at all.
Not too shabby.
Dude, I'm so excited to get the Switch, the Animal Crossing Switch.
Oh, did you get it shipped, or do you have to go pick it up, or?
I think I have to go pick it up. The cool thing is it comes out a week before the game, which is awesome.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
Good thing they don't include
really cool
a download code for you.
Yeah, I know. They do in
it's
Europe.
It's so funny how that Nintendo sells the special editions that just don't include the game at all.
Smart idea, though.
It's how they get you.
Or is it a smart idea? Because maybe it wasn't
a
smart idea. Because
I mean, it sold out.
It secures another. Yeah. Oh, did it?
I mean, I'm pretty sure, like, I'm pretty sure the pre-orders are done. Like, I don't think you could probably get that now. And then those people are all going to buy Animal Crossing separately anyway, so.
Well, this, we had this on the last, but we'll do this one, this news bit first, because it has to do with what we're saying. 30% of Switch Lite owners already own a Switch.
Boom.
Which is about what I think, right?
Yeah, you know? I think that number would potentially be higher as well if it was like super duper easy to switch between the two, like account wise, right. You know what I mean?
Or if it could just dock. But yeah, oh man, I wish the Switch Lite could dock. Ugh, because then I'd use my Switch Lite.
Yeah, yeah. Poor Switch Lite just being wasted.
And imagine, like, I know, and now it's like, oh, I need to get and you get Animal Crossing on your Switch Lite, and it's like you'll never be able to dock that game, ever. That's depressing.
It just ain't right. Although I guess if you were to visit the Switch's town, I mean, you wouldn't personally get to play, but you get to see it on the big screen.
Oh, that's interesting. You're right. Good point, Cassie Gibbons.
My big brain strikes
again. What's our last?
Last little tidbit here. Nintendo confirms to be at PAX East 2020, which is March 1st, which is just a few weeks away from now. And I'm thinking, right, there's got to be a direct before now and then, right?
I have no idea.
I feel like
they do whatever the heck they want.
Because I got to imagine if Nintendo is at PAX on March 1st and Animal Crossing releases on the 20th, they can't not have anything Animal Crossing related. And even if it was just a demo of some sort or like a visual demo, like, you know, not like a not a hands-on demo, that would still be information that we don't have any of yet. So I can't imagine they would just like, well, we'll just have like Animal Crossing news trickle out via PAX East without getting out ahead of it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I got to think, and I know we've been talking about it. January direct. Oh, February direct. It's got to happen sooner or later. I believe it.
I think so. I think it really does. I mean, it really, it's kind of weird that it hasn't been. Like, I feel like it could be announced at any time.
It could, you know, who knows? It could be announced tomorrow and then on Thursday, the day this podcast releases, and everyone would be like, what a bunch of jimmies. We already know. We already know.
Yeah. It's so funny because I feel like they could have one of the biggest Nintendo Directs of all time. Like, because we don't, I mean, I guess we have like Mystery Dungeon coming out, you know, and Animal Crossing. I mean, what else is there? I don't even know what else there is. Like, that's so I feel like they could surprise us with stuff. I really, really hope that all those rumors about 3D World on Switch, oh, dude, that would be amazing. I want to play that game so bad.
Give me golf.
I'd love to play it on the Switch.
Give me a new Paper Mario. Give me something.
Paper Mario. Yep. Yep.
What about Pikmin 4? We've been waiting for that for a while.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. I imagine Pikmin 3, Mario World, Pikmin 4. Pikmin's such a great game.
Oh, dude, I can't. In the next couple years, a lot of these games got to come, right? I imagine. Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
They got to.
We need it.
So.
But yeah, that's going to be the end of the news block. And I believe that's going to be the end of the evening. Just about. Our poodaloos.
Our poodaloos, yeah. We'll take this moment to thank you all for listening to our podcast. And thank you for leaving us a review. And if you like us and tell, if you can tell people, your friends about us, and you could leave us a 5-star review, that would be amazing. And like I said, every 2 weeks until Animal Crossing releases, we are going to give away an Animal Crossing amiibo for new reviews.
That's a brand new in case amiibo you're talking about.
That's right. U.S. residents only. Unless you want to pay for shipping, that'd be fine too. if you want
to, in which case, it might just be cheaper to go buy the amiibo itself.
That's true. The other thing I'd say is for Canadians and for Mexicans and for anyone else outside of U.S., I'll give you a virtual kiss on the lips.
Ooh!
If you leave us a review.
He's not afraid to do it.
And I'm not. Oh, my goodness. I was listening to Because I was telling like my brother or something about the panel, the super
password,
Nintendo password panel that we did, and I was like, I hadn't listened to it since we did it, like, because we posted it on our feed, and it's back like on episode like one, like 15 or something like that. It's something. And it is so funny and hilarious and ridiculously fun. And there's so many surprises and stuff that happened. And Fabian did such a good job. It was just so much fun.
It really was.
That was amazingly fun. So we got to do that again, dude. That was ridiculous. Like, everyone was having a blast when you listen to it. So I'd encourage people, if you didn't hear it, to go back and listen to that. It's like Talk Nintendo Presents Super Nintendo Password. But it was so fun at PAX South. So we got to make it down to PAX South again. That was fun. Maybe for 21, if it's going to happen again.
Yeah, that or we'll have to be a lot of fun. We'll have to throw down and hit up either East or West.
Or East, maybe. You know, or East. I'd be totally up for to go to East again, too. So
yeah.
That'd be fun, dude.
Oh, man. Get some good food. Ooh, wee. I'm getting hungry, dude. I don't know about you. I feel like we haven't talked about food yet. It's weird.
Oh, yeah. That is weird.
But I am hungry.
That out. We
Oh, I dude. Jill and I finally had the garlic parmesan garlic. Parmesan garlic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, baby, dude. They were delicious. Now, I will say.
Yes.
After sitting on it, sleeping on it a few days, I think the Louisiana rub still gets the nod as the top dog. But they were delicious, dude.
There's you can't go wrong.
They're gonna be
in
the rotation.
No, I totally respect that. Louisiana rub is amazing. Also, I tried. I love the Cajun. I just do. I love the Cajun. I think it's a good spice. It's a good level of spice. It makes my mouth water. I can't even talk right now.
We know where Perry's going for dinner.
It makes my mouth water.
Jill, fire up
and
the
also
car.
The Korean one, the Korean, I think is what it's called. It has an Asian. That's really good, too.
The only one I didn't like so far was like the Hawaiian one. It was like a Hawaiian citrusy one.
I never tried it, and I never will.
Yeah, that was the only one that was like, it wasn't like awful, you know, where it was like, oh, I can't eat these. Mm-hmm. But it was like definitely not as good as every other flavor I've had, so. But yes.
Yeah, maybe we'll go there instead. I was going to say, Jill and I, we're going to go to Texas Roadhouse, but maybe we'll go to Wingstop.
You dog.
We're definitely going to Wingstop when you visit again.
Oh, dude, every single time.
Yeah. Just saying.
That and Freddy's, yeah, we'll just alter. We'll go to Freddy's, we'll get a burger. Yep. And some curds and fries, and then we'll hold the fries. We don't need the fries. We'll go to then Wingstop, get fries and wings. Boom, best of both worlds.
And then we'll die on the way home.
Yep. Well, it'll all be worth it. And they never got
Will
to
it?
See what was at E3.
It's probably a whole lot of nothing. So that'd be probably just fine.
Doesn't matter. 8 wings and
E3.
Woo.
I guess what was last year? E3 was The Breath of the Wild 2, right? That was the biggest
thing. That was the
thing,
big, like, holy Jim.
Which
Brody.
We haven't heard anything
oh,
about,
well,
right?
Oh, well, that, yeah. I don't think that's going to be mentioned until either this,
I mean,
probably
conceivably,
upcoming E3.
That could be a different, I mean, that's probably going to be, I mean, there's a good chance, unless they're going for, like, a quick turnaround, there's a good chance that's a Switch 2.
Oh,
you know,
no way, dude.
Release.
No way.
Oh, it could be.
I will bet you, no way.
Why would you say no way?
Because if that was going to
be, when's the last console sequel? Because
if that was
going
to be on Switch 2, why would they show it at 2019 E3 2019, dude? That would be too soon. Remember, we were just talking the other day.
Dude,
like,
because they get going and they want to, and they want to keep expanding, and they delay it 3
nope.
years like they did
this
with,
one
with
is,
Skyward
it's,
Sword and with...
This one's using all of the... Not all of the assets, but it's using assets from the whatchamacallit, from the original there. No way, dude.
Breath of the Wild.
That might be released this year.
All I'm saying... Well, I mean, I'm saying it. You say it might be released this year?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, that could be. I mean, I get anything's possible in this world we live in, but It also could be also delayed to next year, and then also delayed to the next year because they want to add something to it, and it becomes something else. I'm just saying, you can't.
No, I hear you. I hear you, but I don't believe it.
You don't want to believe it.
Nope.
I don't want to believe it either. That's why when I make up things, it's good to be on the very, very pessimistic side of things, because then if you're right, then you're right. And then if you're wrong,
then you're happy you're
it's
wrong.
It's
yeah.
good.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
anyway, I have an idea for some topics that we will get into on future shows. And make sure to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/NWR. I've had a ton of new people join. It's been a lot of fun, got a lot of downloads. And so you want to be part of that group that gets to listen to. We have 8 or 9 episodes out, and there's going to be another. So we just posted one this last week, and there's going to be another one posted this week for this month. And then we're going to be lining up a fun guest for next month. That's going to be fun. So you want to check that out. Of course, you get RFNs, and you also get access to Talk Nintendo. If you're at $5, you get it a day early. So a whole bunch of good stuff there. So check that out. Patreon.com/NWR. Just $1 a month. And check out our Instagram, which is just Talk Nintendo Podcast. Just posted our game of the week. So that's always fun. You can. Do you comment on. I don't ever use Instagram. Do you comment on them?
Well, you can.
Or do you just like?
I feel like.
You can, okay.
I feel like, yeah, I mean, I guess for me, how I use it, it's like I scroll through the feed and I'll like pictures. But I guess I have, you know, I have commented on stuff. I mean, there were people who were like, hey,
gotcha.
Like, call for it. Like, hey, come on, comment kind of thing, you know. But yeah, no,
yeah,
I think
I'm doing
either
right
way.
Now. Comment on our game of the week.
Boom.
It'll
yeah.
be fun.
I like it.
And then, of course, you can find us on Twitter at, what's our Twitter? At Talk Nintendo Pod. That's Talk Nintendo.
P-O-D.
Giddy up.
Ooh-wee.
And I think that's all the plugs we could possibly do.
Yeah. We've plugged away. We've plugged away.
Always check out the site, NintendoWorldReport.com. Also check out shopformegastore.com.
Yeah.
And
make
and
sure to go to your local
you
Wingstop and pick up a 15 bucket.
Support your local Wingstop. They have 60-cent boneless wings on Tuesdays.
And last but certainly not least, grab a Pepsi Cola. It's going to be delicious, and it's going to wash those wings down.
Whoa,
just
whoa,
right.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
And that's going to be the end of the show. We love you guys. We will catch you next week.
No, Coca-Cola. Oh, I gotta play it, don't I? I'm just a giblet head.